to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate a wedding, have a vocabulary lesson, we'll rock the cradle, celebrate the birthday of Buddy Rogers, and is it starve a fever and feed a cold, or starve a cold and feed a fever? We'll find out later. Yesterday, my wife and I had the pleasure of attending the wedding of a longtime colleague, and just as billed, it was simple, elegant, rustic, and in the mountains. So, with best wishes to Pam and Gio for a long and happy life together, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about weddings, beginning with Lou Gold and his orchestra.
Someone else getting you. I fall asleep and then I wake up with a start, realizing someone else has won your heart. Yeah, but I'll be there, yeah. I'll dance with you when it's all right. But I doubt if I'll ever be the same. Realizing some other cat has won your heart, yeah. I'll be there, sure, I'm gonna dance at your wedding. Yes, but I'll never, never be the same. Gone, get mad again.
Thank you. You'd take this ham to be a lawful wedded husband, tell me. You do? And you'd take this egg to be a lawful wedded wife, Brother Ham. Laura Harry. And do you promise to love, cherish, honor, and obey, tell me? Oh, is that so? The ring, please, the ring. What, have you lost the ring? Ah, there we have the ring. Abba, dabba, dabba, I now pronounce you ham and eggs. May all your children be hard-boiled. Now that you have your little home to go to, where can I go, tell me? As we march down the old church aisle.
From the Greenwich Village Follies of 1921, that was Ted Lewis Jazz Band with Preacher Ted himself marrying off the trumpeter and the trombonist on Down the Old Church Aisle from December 18, 1921. That was written by Ray Perkins, who also brought us Stand Up and Sing for Your Father, an old-time tune, and There's a Down in Dixie Feelin' Hangin' Round Me. It and 26 other early recordings by Ted Lewis are now available on a brand new Rivermont Records release, titled Ted Lewis and His Jazz Band, Runnin' Wild, the Early Years, 1919 to 1926. The CD was produced with the cooperation of the Ted Lewis Museum and contains several unreleased recordings from test pressings in the museum's collection. Worth the modest cost of the CD all by itself is the 40-page booklet accompanying the disc, with detailed liner notes by Grammy nominee Mark Beresford, one of the world's foremost authorities on Ted Lewis. You can view the complete track list, hear audio samples, and most importantly, buy the CD at RivermontRecords.com. That's RivermontRecords.com. Do it. Do it now. Well, immediately after the show. One more quick note about that record. When Ted asks, now that you have your little home to go to, where can I go? Tell me. It's trombonist Frank Lotok who replies musically, go to... In addition to playing with Ted Lewis, Frank Lotok played trombone with Earl Fuller's famous jazz band, the original Dixieland Jazz Band, and the original New Orleans Jazz Band. Before Ted Lewis, it was Paul's Novelty Orchestra with the vocal by Frank Luther and The Wedding of the Birds, from a Jeanette 78 waxed around September 15, 1930. Harry Tobias wrote the words, and Brother Henry Tobias and Charlie Kisco wrote the music. Now there's a name you don't often hear, Charlie Kisco, K-I-S-C-O, also wrote Way Down in My Heart and It's a Lonesome Old Town When You're Not Around with Harry Tobias. Charlie and his wife Eva, credited as Mrs. Charlie Kisco, provided the piano accompaniment on several recordings by the Duncan sisters. That was preceded by Fats Waller and his rhythm and I'll Dance at Your Wedding from October 13, 1938. I'll Dance at Your Wedding was composed by Ben Oakland with the lyric by Herb Majidson. Pam and George's wedding was wonderful, so we started off with What a Wonderful Wedding That Will Be, performed there on an Acoustical Harmony 78 by Lou Gold and his orchestra on December 16, 1927. What a Wonderful Wedding That Will Be was written by Sammy Fain, Irving Kale, and Francis Wheeler, and the vocalist was Irving Kaufman. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Thanks in major part to my high school English teacher, Mrs. Reynolds. I love words. And last week I came across an article titled An A to Z of Noah Webster's Finest Forgotten Words. Webster's 1828 American Dictionary of the English Language, published when he was 70 years old, contained 70,000 words, one in six of which had not been listed in a dictionary before. The article listed 26 of the most curious and obscure words from Webster's dictionary from A to Z. There's nuncupatory, illoquiation, fopdoddle, and xerophagy. But the H word was hugger-mugger, which in modern English means confused or disorderly. In 1828, however, it was synonymous with privacy or clandestineness. Doing something hugger-mugger meant doing it in absolute secrecy. So, with thanks to Noel Webster, here's a set of rapidly rotating Hugger Mugger records, beginning with Miss Marion Harris.
I don't know his name or from where he came, but I think of him night and day. He doesn't know me, never seems to see the love light in my eyes when I look his way. I'm at my window each morning at 8. The day begins when he passes the gate. He doesn't know it, but someday he will. He's my secret passion. I gaze for hours at the house where he lives. You can't imagine the thrill that it gives. I know I show it, but that's how I feel. He's my secret passion. I'll try to find among my friends one who knows him too. I'll be introduced to him by friends. If it's the last thing that I do, and at the cafe where he dines at 9, I sit and wish the cooking were mine. He doesn't know it, but someday he will. He's my secret passion.
Follow my secret heart. My my whole life through. I'll keep all my dreams apart till one comes true. No matter what price is paid, what stars may fade above, I'll follow my secret heart till I find love.
And now it's spreading. It's not a secret anymore. I told the moon that shines above you, now all the stars know that I love you. It's not a secret anymore. I couldn't hide the truth no longer. Something inside kept growing stronger. Once in my sleep I called your name, dear. Now all the folks know who's to blame, dear. It's not a secret anymore.
Credited on the label of that banner 78 as the Imperial Dance Orchestra, that was Adrian Schubert's Dance Orchestra with Irving Kaufman providing the vocal on It's Not a Secret Anymore from November 15, 1929. It's Not a Secret Anymore was written by Al Hoffman, Ralph Freed, and what are the chances of having two of his songs on the same show? Charles Kisko. Before that, it was the Freddie Martin Orchestra, credited on that Vocalion 78 as Eddie Jackson and his orchestra, with I'll Follow My Secret Heart. Noel Coward wrote I'll Follow My Secret Heart, but the vocalist on that October 29, 1934 recording is unidentified. We started off that Hugger Mugger set with Miss Marion Harris, recording for Brunswick in New York on December 12, 1930, and He's My Secret Passion. Val Valentine wrote the lyric and Arthur Young the music. Oh, look who's in the studio. It's Christopher Walken.
I got a fever.
How's that, Chris?
I got a fever.
Okay, I'll take that as a request for a set of rapidly rotating records about fever. Here's Sam Lennon, who also has a fever. A high fever. ¶¶
Thank you.
may be the middle of summer, but there are duo pianists Constant Mehring and Muriel Pollack with Spring Fever, recorded for Columbia in the spring of 1927 on May 3rd. Rube Bloom wrote Spring Fever, and he recorded it as a piano roll for the Duo Art Company, as well as a disc on the Harmony label. Mehring and Pollack were also duo art artists and made solo recordings before teaming up in 1927. This was one of their first recordings together, and they made both roll and disc recordings as a team. Before Spring Fever, it was French saxophonist, clarinetist, arranger, and bandleader Alex Combel and his swing band with Nerves and Fever from February 22, 1940. Alex's career began as a drummer during the late 20s. He spent the vast majority of his life in Paris playing in theater pit orchestras and with Django Reinhardt and members of the Quintet of the Hot Club of France. He made his final recording in 1960, owned a nightclub for a time, and died in a Paris suburb on March 2, 1978. We began that feverish set with Sam Lennon, credited on that Cameo 78 as the Broadway Broadcasters, and High Fever, made around August 10, 1926. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. On the most recent edition of his podcast Shellac Stack, with which most of you are no doubt familiar, Brian Wright played Cradle of Love by Lou Gold and his orchestra as the Yankee 10, with the vocal by Irving Kaufman disguised as Charles Dixon. Cradle reminded me that I have not one but two colleagues who are expecting, with child, in a family way, or whatever other euphemism you care to use for pregnant. So here for Megan and Heather is a set of Rapidly Rotating Records about cradles, beginning with Ray Miller and his Brunswick Orchestra.
I went my way to someone mighty dear who's waiting within a cozy little sweet cradle of love. Another year and you will hear that every stick and stone is paid for, and we'll be proud to call our own cradle of love. We've got just six little chicks and a tiny little fence around them, one little pond and a toad. Six little trees, all the years in evergreen around them, down by the bend in the road where the neighbors smile most of the while, for we expect a little stranger to make complete our little sweet cradle of love. Thank you.
From a perfect 78, born January 18, 1935, that was Joe Green's Novelty Orchestra with the vocal by Jack Parker and The Cradle and the Music Box. The Cradle and the Music Box was written by Alfred Oppler. That's another name that was unfamiliar to me, but Alfred Oppler, O-P-L-E-R, also composed Angel Face. Your Picture in My Locket Keeps You Always in My Heart, and While We Danced at the Mardi Gras with the words by John Mercer, later better known as Johnny Mercer. Alfred Oppler was born August 30, 1897, and died in New York on July 15, 1991. He also appeared in several Broadway musical comedies in the late teens and early 20s. Before that, it was the Coon Sanders Orchestra, with Carlton Coon providing the vocal on Indian Cradle Song, recorded in Chicago on May 29, 1926. Joe Sanders is playing piano behind Cooney. We began that Cradle set with Ray Miller and his Brunswick Orchestra and their version of Cradle of Love, recorded in Chicago on January 24, 1929. Opinion is divided as to whether or not that's Bix Beiderbecke on cornet. Brian Wright declined to offer an opinion on his Shellac-Stack show, and if he's not going to offer one, I'm certainly not. Originally, this last segment of the show was going to be another of Noah Webster's Curious and Obscure Words, but I was reminded by the Catalina Island Museum, of which I am a proud member, that Charles Edward Buddy Rogers was born this past week on August 13, 1904, in Olathe, Kansas. He made several dozen films between 1926 and 1957, but his best-remembered role was opposite Clara Bow in the first film to win the Academy Award for Best Picture, 1927's Wings. In 1937, he became the third husband of silent film star Mary Pickford, and they were married until her death in 1979. He has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame at 6135 Hollywood Boulevard, as well as on the Palm Springs Walk of Stars. Buddy Rogers died in Rancho Mirage, California on April 21, 1999. In the 1930s, he was known as America's Boyfriend, and he fronted a band which played right here in Avalon in the Casino Ballroom. He made about a dozen sides for Columbia, Victor, and Vocalion, and we're going to hear three of them right now.
There she is, boys. Hello, gorgeous. Gorgeous, you need a secretary, sweet and gorgeous. You're just a gorgeous thing. Paint and powder, powder and paint. A little lipstick, it isn't necessary, sweet and gorgeous. You're like a breath of spring. When I got one glance at you, strolling down the avenue, there was nothing else to do but just go crazy, crazy. There's no flower sweeter than you. Red, red roses are only secondary, sweet and gorgeous. You're just a gorgeous thing. Thank you.
down south, that's my home. I'm so happy to be from the south. I won't roam, it's like heaven to me. The things that I love and live for, I find right at my door. Fields of snowy white brighten up the night. Loveliness surrounds my eyes. With my sweetie in the moonlight, under dreamy southern skies. In a cozy nook by a lazy brook, there I found the joy I prize. With my sweetie in the moonlight, under dreamy southern skies. We go along singing our song just like two lovers. Isn't it grand, holding a hand, whispering love words. There's nothing sweeter and some lucky day, not so far away, I'll be crooning lullabies. With my sweetie in the moonlight, under dreamy southern skies.
Your pardon, mademoiselle, step in the garden, mademoiselle, I'd like to tell you, mademoiselle, you're wonderful, you're marvelous, in other words, you're swell, it's lovely weather, mademoiselle, let's get together, mademoiselle, I'd like to love you, but if you don't parley-voo, I beg your pardon, mademoiselle. Mademoiselle, but if you live at a a 32 rue blonde. Hell, I beg your pardon, mademoiselle.
His four recordings for Columbia were credited to Charles Buddy Rogers, America's Boyfriend. His 12 sides for Vocalion in 1938 were by Buddy Rogers and his famous swing band, but we heard three of his eight Victor sides as Buddy Rogers and his California Cavaliers. We started off with Buddy Rogers vocalizing on Hello, Gorgeous from April 18, 1932. That was followed by both sides of Victor 24031, recorded exactly a month later on May 18, 1932, with My Sweetie in the Moonlight and I Beg Your Pardon, Mademoiselle. I Beg Your Pardon, Mademoiselle was composed by Sam H. Stepp with the lyric by Herb Magidson, and it was also recorded by Joe Hames. Buddy Rogers was also the vocalist there. With My Sweetie in the Moonlight under Dreamy Southern Skies was composed by Peter Tinturin, and the Arthur Freed, Sidney Clare lyrics were sung there by Barry Wood, who was credited on the label as Lewis Rapp. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. We'll be right back.